Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como was pleasantly surprised to get nearly $19 million in extra money for the upcoming school year. Some of the money comes from a one-time legislative appropriation to offset high energy costs, although the district can use it for reinstating teaching positions or other needs. There is also new money to bolster technical and vocational training, and some funds will offset retirement costs. Como says the funds will be used to upgrade aging computer equipment, restore 20 teacher positions and supervisors, as well as expand internet and online class offerings. She says she's grateful for the funds, but wishes there was more stability built into the system for building budgets for the district. She says the district can't go directly to the voters to request funding increases. It must go through the legislature and assembly.
And what is so frustrating to me, all the elected officials know what our needs are. And for us to spend months having to lobby the elected officials to basically justify why we need increases in education funding just to keep up with inflation, let alone really trying to enhance our instructional program for kids, is frankly very, very frustrating.
Como says even though the yearly struggle over building the budget is frustrating, she's very grateful to the legislature for increasing the career and technical education funding. The new total must still be approved by the Anchorage Assembly.